This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government today approved two major highway infrastructure projects worth a combined over 14,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in the national capital about the Union Cabinet's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved the construction of an 8.1-kilometre-long six-lane road tunnel in Delhi on NH-148AE, connecting the Dwarka Expressway with Nelson Mandela Marg in Vasant Kunj. Mr. Vaishnav said the Cabinet also approved the construction of the 117.7-kilometre-long Kanpur-Kabrai section of National Highway 34 in Uttar Pradesh as a four-lane access-controlled corridor. The Vikasit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji Act 2025 has come into force across the country today. Under the Act, eligible rural households will now have a statutory entitlement to 125 days of guaranteed wage employment. The government also notified revised wage rates under the VBG Ramji Act 2025 for all states and union territories. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan described today as an unprecedented day for rural India. Prime Minister of Japan Sanae Takaichi arrived in New Delhi this evening on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister Takaichi was received by Minister of State Dr. Jitendra Singh. This is her first official visit to India. She will attend the 16th India-Japan Annual Summit tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Several MOUs are expected to be exchanged following the talks between the two leaders. The government today gave a one-year extension to Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri till the 14th of July next year. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved a one-year extension in service for Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, who is a 1989 batch IFS officer. Mr. Misri assumed charge as Foreign Secretary on the 15th of July 2024. Earlier, he was also India's ambassador to China from January 2019 to December 2021. He also served as private secretary to three Prime Ministers of India, I.K. Gujral, Dr. Manmohan Singh and Narendra Modi. The government today issued a notice to Meta regarding rollout of the username feature on WhatsApp in India. Sources said the Ministry of Information and Technology directed Meta to furnish a detailed explanation on the usernames feature within 3 days. The ministry also directed Meta to not roll out the feature until consultation on the matter is over. Sources said the ministry has taken note of a public announcement by WhatsApp that it has commenced a phased global rollout, including in India, of its usernames feature. It said once the feature is enabled, the recipient's phone number will no longer be visible to a first-time contact and that an optional username key may be set as an additional control. The Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi has informed that over 32,000 enumeration forms across the national capital have been digitized as of today. About 9,99,000 forms have been distributed as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Delhi. The house-to-house distribution of electoral enumeration forms is currently underway. As part of the exercise, over 13,000 booth-level officers will visit every household the 29th of this month to distribute pre-printed enumeration forms in duplicate to all existing electors for verification and updation of the electoral rolls. Claims and objections can be filed from the 5th of August to the 4th of September. The final electoral roll will be published on the 7th of October. Electors can fill the enumeration form online at www.voters.eci.gov.in. In men's cricket, India were 5 for no loss in 1 over against England in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at the Riverside Ground in Chesterley Street when reports last came in. Earlier, Indian skipper Shreyas Iyer won the toss and opted to bat first. Spinners Varun Chakravarti and Ravi Bishnoi have returned to the playing 11 for India, while Vaibhav Suryavanshi has been kept on the bench. And with that, we end this news bulletin.